Community Access to the Arts is a Great Barrington, Massachusetts nonprofit that connects artists with disabilities to teachers across Berkshire and Columbia counties. This month, CATA was recognized by the Massachusetts Nonprofit Network Nonprofit Excellence Award. CEO Margaret Keller spoke with WAMC about another major accomplishment CATA is celebrating, the groundbreaking of its new headquarters.
It was really exciting for us to win this award, particularly because it acknowledged CATA's excellence in collaboration. And collaboration is so important for our mission and for the work we do. We thrive because of our relationships with 47 different program partners. Those are agencies, rehabilitation programs, residences that serve people with disabilities, as well as local school districts. Then we also have all of the wonderful collaborations that we've nurtured over the years with cultural organizations here in Berkshire County. So Shakespeare and Company, the Mount, the Clark Art Institute, all of the partnerships that help us first nurture the creativity of our artists with disabilities, but then also the partnerships that help us share that wonderful creativity with the wider community through performances and art exhibits, readings, and other public events. So we were really, really excited to be recognized for the work that we've done, collaborating with other organizations, and very grateful to be able to give a shout out to all of our wonderful partners here in the community.
So alongside the award, this is also a big year for CATA in that you just broke ground on a new headquarters. Tell me about the new space CATA will be in and what it took to get there.
It has taken about 2 years of planning to get to where we are right now. And where we are right now is an exciting place in that we have our eyes on a permanent home, a new home for CATA. After 26 years of renting space, we will now have space of our own right here in Great Barrington, right on Route 7, in a wonderful two-story building in the Jennifer House Commons Complex. What this means for us, we're beginning construction in July, and we hope to be moved into the new space by the end of this year. We will have double the space that we have now, which is really important for us. Our work has expanded by leaps and bounds over our 26-year history. In the last 5 years alone, we've expanded the number of people that we're serving by 70%. So we really need this space. We've been bursting at the seams where we are now.
This year, CATA is also pursuing its first capital campaign. Tell me about that. What is CATA trying to achieve by carrying out this campaign?
It is our first ever capital campaign after 26 years, so this is a big moment for us. We are trying to achieve this new home for our work, this permanent home for our work nurturing the creativity of artists with disabilities. In the new space, we will have two art studios instead of the one that we currently have. One will be dedicated to visual arts and writing, and the other will be dedicated to dance and performing arts. It's going to make such a huge difference to have two studios where we can welcome more artists with disabilities to join in the excitement of our work. We'll also be able to welcome the community in more to our programs, to art exhibits and performances. For the first time, our staff offices and our art studio will be under the same roof. We feel like that's a really important piece of our expansion and of this new home, so we're excited about that as well. And this building is going to be not only 100% accessible, but it's really going to model the principles of universal design. And that's critically important for us, too, as an organization that is serving people with disabilities. We want to be rolling out the red carpet and making clear, just with the architecture of this space, that everyone is welcome here. We want to be engaging everybody in our community in the vitality of the arts. So the campaign is really focused on this new home for CATA, but it's also focused on our long-term growth as an organization. In addition to the new building, we also have something that we've called the CATA Forward Program Fund, and that's really a nurturing opportunities for pilot programs, programmatic innovation over the next few years. We've seen what happens when we're able to expand our programs and offer new art forms, new opportunities for our artists to engage. And we're really looking forward to doing that, not only in this new space, in our new home, but in all of the programs that we're providing all across Berkshire County and Columbia County in schools, in residences, and in day programs. So that CATA Forward Program Fund is also a really important piece of this campaign.
When you imagine further expansion of CATA, what are some facts or figures that you're looking at?
We have already really launched an important expansion. We're serving 70% more people with disabilities than we were even 5 years ago. We've dramatically expanded the geographic range of our work through those wonderful 47 program partners. When CATA first began 26 years ago, we were very much a South County organization located here in Great Barrington, and with programs extending up through Stockbridge. Now we are Berkshire County-wide, and we've crossed that border into New York State to serve people in Columbia County, too. So if you look at a map of Berkshire County, we are in over 16 towns and cities providing programs that nurture and engage artists with disabilities in over a dozen different art forms. So that's painting, dance, both modern dance and tap dance. It's juggling, creative writing, theater, yoga, so many art forms, both in the visual and performing arts. When we think about expansion, we think about all of the program partners that we already have. We think about deepening our work with them. We think about adding new program partners. We think about adding programs to serve new populations that our program partners are also thinking hard about. So people with brain injuries. We now have many more programs serving people with brain injuries over the last few years. More programs serving elders with dementia and Alzheimer's. We've expanded programs serving people with developmental and intellectual disabilities, but also programs serving young people with trauma and social-emotional challenges. So we see a lot of need in this community, and our 26 years of experience has taught us that we are really well-equipped to meet that need. And there's so much that can happen when you provide arts opportunities to people. There are so many different ways that they begin to tap into potential and talents that maybe they never even knew that they had. That's really what our programs are all about, and that's what we're thinking about as we look to expand.